A blessed day, everyone. Welcome to our day 3 of our prayer and fasting with the theme of victorious living, knowing and doing the will of God. Now, before we proceed, let me encourage you that if this is your first time to join us or to do prayer and fasting, I would like to suggest that you should watch the video or download the PDF about prayer and fasting, because this is our guide in discovering what is fasting, why we should fast, what to fast, and how to fast, how to start, and how to end. So please go to this link so that you can be equipped and you will have the understanding why we are doing what we are doing in these 5 straight days. So beloved, as we start the message today, we are now in part 3. The title is The Full Surrender. Let us bow down our head as we pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for this wonderful opportunity that we can gather together once again in your presence. We thank you for how great you are. We thank you for all the blessings that flows, that comes along our way. Abba Father, have your way now as we come, and Holy Spirit, we acknowledge that you are our greatest teacher. So teach us. We humble ourselves. And Lord, we will wait patiently for the things that you want us to do as you reveal it through your word. Thank you, O God, and this is all we ask. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Beloved, we are now in this night 3, the full surrender. Beloved, one thing that we need to understand about full surrender is this. The Bible is full of paradoxes. Sometimes they produce apparent contradictions that generate inner anxieties, especially if we are called to direct our lives by them. Paradoxes such as to live, we must die, to lead, we must serve, to gain, we must give. Now notice that in these paradoxes that we have, most of it are what? They are really perplex. Most of us are perplexed by paradoxes that maybe it becomes the guide of how we live. As a result, we become creatures of contradictions, living lives of compromise. We find ourselves desiring freedom, but we reject discipline. Seeking triumphs, but resenting trials. Managing our successes, but failing to mentor our successors. Beloved, the greatest contradiction in the Christian life actually is none of those above. The greatest contradiction in the Christian life is in the area of surrender. That is why the greatest paradox of Christianity is wanting God but not surrendering to Him. We've got to lay hold of God's blueprint for seeking and finding Him. Surrender to God. It is the blueprint of spiritual victory. The blueprint for a vital walk with God. Beloved, always remember that through this point that I just shared tonight, it is my prayer that you can understand that the opposite or the contradiction of our Christian faith is not actually sin, but rather a life that is not totally and fully surrendered to God. I don't know if you notice and you know a lot of Christian, and even in the world today, there are so many Christians who are so, let's say, vocal, and they profess a lot of their faith, and they even serve and all those things. But in reality, they are a struggling Christian. And you might be asking, why? Why is it normal for us to just continually struggle and struggle and struggle for all the testings and trials that we have? Beloved, always remember this. We can go through trials. We can go through pain even without struggling. The moment that we struggle, it's because that we don't really totally and absolutely surrender everything. Beloved, always remember that surrendering to God is our blueprint for spiritual victory. Always remember that as we continue the journey, the situation, facing it, the circumstances, remember we're not victims of our circumstances. God wants us to be victors over our circumstances. But first, He called us to a willing surrender. So this is your testing and trial. This is the circumstances. And if you want to be victorious, you've got to surrender to God. Beloved, I want you to put this in your heart and mind tonight. Absolute surrender is the key to absolute victory. Do you want to be victorious? A lot of us really declare and really excited and hopeful that this 2024, we will live a life that is victorious. Victorious over financial crisis, victorious over broken relationship, victorious over sickness, victorious over the challenges in the ministry, in workplace or business, to be victorious in our personal walk and life. But remember this, if we will not surrender, then there is no victory. It's just a dream. is not into reality. That is why if you are really searching for the way, not a secret, but the way and the truth and the life that will bring you to the victory that you've been longing for, the breakthrough that you are longing for, you've got to surrender. Now, before we proceed, let me ask you that question tonight. What is that one, two, or three things that the Lord has been putting in your heart, convicting you day by day, that He wants you to surrender, but up to today, you didn't do it? Maybe it's a conviction 3 years ago, 5 years ago, a month ago, a week ago, or even today as we have this prayer and fasting, that the Lord is opening and giving you the revelation. What are the things that He wants you to surrender? Now, the question is, are you praying for a breakthrough? Are you praying for a victory? Now, we find the answer. Absolute surrender is the key to absolute victory. We need to absolutely, totally surrender whatever things that we have in our lives. Beloved, without surrender, there is no victory. Please take note of it. No matter how you pray, no matter how you fast, no matter how you do good things to have the favor of God, but if our hearts are not surrendered to God, there will be no victory. Without full surrender, there might be an apparent victory. You might feel like, oh, things are all still doing good, but it will be short-lived. The power of surrender, beloved, and victory does not mean that we do not sin. We grieve over our sins, but we rejoice in our unconditional surrender. Please take note of this, beloved. We don't surrender because we set conditions towards God. We don't surrender to God and then we have a bargain with God. Who we are to bargain, who we are to put some conditions. Lord, if I will surrender, then do this to me. Lord, if I will surrender this, then do this to me. We cannot do that. We need to understand who we are. And we need to understand who God is and who Jesus is, who gave His life for you and me 2,000 years ago. Our reason of surrender is knowing that Jesus is our Savior, that Jesus is our Master, and our God is powerful over all and in all. Beloved, our soul finds its rest in God's forgiveness and restoration. And He lifts us up to walk in holiness and righteousness. Now, this is possible because of our faith towards God and His faithfulness towards us. Notice this. This is possible to walk in holiness and righteousness even though we are sinners because of Jesus. We can find rest in our soul, the turbulences in our soul, the worries, the fear, the shame, the guilt, because of the forgiveness and the restoration that God the Father has offered to us through Christ alone. And remember this. This can be done because God is faithful, and our willingness to be faithful and to commit our lives to total surrender to Him. Beloved, there is no victory if we don't truly and absolutely and fully surrender our lives to God. That's the hard truth that we need to understand tonight. Beloved, you might be asking today, okay, that's the thing, I need to surrender. But the question is, how can we surrender? Let me share to you about the victorious living, how we can have that victorious living day by day. Now, we need to understand and discover a vital blueprint of total surrender for absolute victory. This is a very familiar verse, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Speaks of a surrender dependence towards God. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight." Notice that, beloved, there are two phrases that I highlighted red. With all your heart and in all your ways. Now let's dig in. What does it mean with all your heart? Surrender is not about giving up, but about giving in. We often misguidedly look at surrender giving up. Okay, I give up. But no. Total surrender is not about escaping. That's why you gave up. Because you cannot do anything anymore in that certain particular situation or circumstances. But rather, total surrender to the Lord is, even though you still have resources, even though you still have ways, even though you still have the strength, but you give in to God and say, God, even though I can do it, but I want your will, not my will, to be done. That's why surrender is not about giving up, but about giving in. Giving up what we like, what we want, and what we pursue. We hold tightly to these things. We might refuse to give them up, not even to God. But beloved, as long as our hands is tightly clenched, God cannot put in our hands His intended blessings for us. We cannot receive what God gives, not until we let go and open our hands. Beloved, I remember one vlog from a social media post that in Dubai, there is this, I think it's in the airport or in a mall, there's this transparent box with a 24 karat gold. And there's a hole where you can just insert your hand. And the challenge is, for you need to get the 24 karat gold out of the transparent box without dropping it. And you can only have one try. And we see the video that it seems like no one can really do that because the hole is intended to what? To just fit your hands with your hands close, not open, not holding it. So the moment that you hold the gold bar and then you try to get the gold bar out from the transparent box, it will never happen. So what does it mean? In our lives, it's also the same. Sometimes our mind, our heart is so focused to that box that we feel like the most precious thing that you can have in your life is that gold bar inside. And you're trying to fit in your hand and put all your energy, put all your resources, put all your time just to figure out how can I get this gold bar outside so that the gold bar can be mine. But remember this, beloved, that total surrender equals blessing. We might think that the most precious thing is that one gold bar, 24 karat gold bar that you need to pull away from the transparent box. But remember this. If the Lord is telling you, my son, my child, let go of it. Even though how precious is the 24 karat gold bar, you've got to let go of it. You need to open your hand and put away your hand outside of that transparent box. Why? Because probably or maybe the Lord has prepared not only one gold bar, but maybe 10 bars that is off free from that transparent box. You cannot have what He has given you in the freedom outside of the temporary world. You cannot lavish and experience the true sense of God's blessing, the eternal blessing, the eternal satisfaction, the eternal fulfillment if you do not let go of the things that you're holding right now. So the question today is, with all your heart, have you surrendered your life? With all your heart, have you totally surrendered the things that God is telling you to surrender? We have a fatal attraction towards earthly marbles, but we have no appetite for heavenly diamonds. In other words, our core values have not changed because our eyes cannot see the blessings of giving in to God's wonderful plan for our life. Thus, it's hard to give up. That's why sometimes the Lord is telling us it's time to give up, but we have a lot of reasons to delay, even though God is telling now, but we still have the reasons to delay it and not doing what He wants us to do because we are still so consumed by these earthly marbles. We have to come to a point when we say, God, open my eyes to see what you are giving to me so that with all my heart, I can give in to you. I hope that this phrase can be our prayer, especially today if you're struggling in surrendering some things and some points in your life. You gotta pray this. And I pray that through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit will not just convict you, not will just give you the clarity of the things that you need to really surrender, but also to give you the strength to obey God. Let go and let God. Another words from Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 and 6 that's very important is this. Not only with all your heart, but in all your ways. We need to acknowledge. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and acknowledge Him in all your ways. Beloved, many believers think that when they receive Jesus, He saves them and then helps them in times of trouble. Then they all but deny him as their master and think that they have the right to have their own will and way in a thousand different things. That's a quote from Andrew Murray. You know, sometimes we have this disillusioned kind of relationship or in accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior. A lot of people today, they accept Jesus so that Jesus will just be a Savior to them. But notice that when we acknowledge, when we confess with our mouth, not only Jesus as Savior, but we confess it with our mouth that Jesus is our King, that Jesus is our Master, that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. Yes, Jesus will save us from the eternal punishment and give us security that we'll go to heaven. Yes, we know that Jesus will save us and help us in the times that we are facing a lot of hardships and difficulties as we follow Him. But please know this, the burden will be light if you apply the first one. If you accept Jesus as your Lord, when you come and enter His kingdom, when you submit upon His kingship, when you do what He's telling you to do, it will be more lighter than just thinking that Jesus is your Savior. That is why, beloved, my prayer for all of us, when we do not forsake our all to follow Christ, there are only two options that can happen. It's either we repent or we don't. So if you repent, praise God. It means that you really get it. But if you don't, there are also two options. Either we backslide completely or we learn to put on spiritual mask. Yes, you feel like you are not backsliding, you are not drifting away from the Lord, but you have this spiritual mask. It means that you might be worshiping every Sunday, you might be leading devotional, you might be leading Bible study, you might be discipling, you might be reaching out a lot of people, but there is no total surrender in our lives. That is why a lot of people, they do a lot of good things for God, but at the end of the day, they murmur, they grumble, they count the things that they're doing because they feel like they've been doing everything for God, but they feel like God is not working in their lives. Why? Actually, God wants to learn to teach them what is true surrender. Beloved, I pray that this 2024, before you do anything for the glory of God, have a heart that is totally surrendered to Him. I don't want that we will be walking day by day, we'll be doing evangelism without surrender, we'll be doing discipleship without surrender, we'll be doing the ministry without surrender, we'll be doing the missions without surrender. Beloved, we need to surrender, because a lot of Christians today, there are a lot of people who cease to be authentic Christians. It means that, yes, they are Christians, but two things, they might be drifting away, or they're continually doing what they're doing every day, but their hearts are struggling. Their hearts are full of anxiety, worries, fear, shame, and guilt, because their hearts, at the first place, is not totally, not absolutely surrendered to Christ. Therefore, when there is no surrender, beloved, Ray Stedman says, and I quote, we cannot cultivate inner life because there is no authenticity. Please remember this. If you want to grow in your spiritual walk, it requires authenticity. It requires purity. It requires holiness. And you can only achieve this, not to be perfect that you cannot sin, but if you totally and absolutely surrender everything to God. For Christians, waving the white flag does not mean giving up. It means victory at last. If you notice here, the definition of waving the white flag in our world is you lose. Just like in the World War II kind of war, when the other troops already waved the white flag, it means ceasefire, we surrender, we give up. That's the kind of mentality that the world is giving us in the word surrender. That the word surrender is something like it's a negative thing. Why you surrender? Surrender means losing. But please remember this, beloved, it's contrast in the word of God. When you surrender, you become victorious. A lot of people claim and declare that they are victorious because of Jesus. But if we don't surrender our total being to Christ, our mind, our emotion, our will, our body, our spiritual life, if we don't surrender all things, then we can be struggling along the way. That's why we're being reminded today that waving the white flag to the Lord, it means victory at last. No more struggle. You can have that focus. You can have that faith. You can have that growth. You can have that peace. You can have that love and compassion, experiencing forgiveness, experiencing wholeness from your brokenness. Beloved, and when we learn that surrender is victory, it makes surrender so much easier with all your heart. What does it mean? If you have the kind of faith and mindset that surrendering to God is victory, surrendering will become more easier. What I mean easier is not really easy, but you might face hurts and pains and rejection because of surrendering, but this time it's more easier because Christ is with you. That's why you are now not afraid that whatever it is, no matter how difficult it is to surrender, you still choose to surrender because you know deeper now in your faith in the Lord that Christ is with you, that you can be victorious and the blessings and the favor will be upon you because you honor Christ in surrendering to Him. Beloved, in all your ways, let me ask you, have you tasted the absolute victory of absolute surrender yet? Are you still longing or have you already experienced it? Beloved, my prayer for you, if in the past you already experienced the beauty of surrender, I hope that today, whatever you're struggling in surrendering, maybe before it's just a little thing, but today you're facing big things that you need to surrender, what to do? Recall those moments. The beauty of surrendering. Can you still remember the time where you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, where you confess your sin, and when you surrender your life to Him? And after that day, you are so fired up for the Lord because you experienced the relief, you experienced the freedom, and you experienced the favor that God has for you. And I believe that after that accepting of Jesus, there are some things that's going on in your life in accordance to the sanctification process of God. But I pray that if you are right now, you feel like you're so down, you're so tired, you're almost to give up, and God is telling you, it's time to surrender now, but you're still holding on. Beloved, my prayer for you, surrender everything to God. Because it's not impossible that you can experience the relief, you can still experience the refreshment that comes from God, and the power and the favor that will be upon you if you just surrender. Remember, beloved, when there is no surrender, we cannot cultivate our inner life. When there is no surrender, there is no victory. But if starting today, you commit your life to surrender everything, beloved, are you still holding on in your own ways and in your own will how your sickness can be healed? It's time to surrender. Are you still holding on in your own will, in your own resources, how this material or how this financial crisis right now to be solved? It's time to surrender. Are you still in the point where you're still doing it in your own way in how to fix your relationships that are broken? It's time to surrender. Are you still struggling in how to become a light and a living witness in your business, in your workplace, in your studies, in your school, or maybe in your own community? It's time to surrender. Are you struggling right now, beloved, in the ministry that God has given you, that you're almost there to say, I want to give up, I don't want to serve God anymore, or maybe you have that tendency that you will not continue to make disciples or to share the gospel? You feel like it's time to give up. Beloved, don't give up, but surrender everything to God. It will be different. It will be much easier. And then you can experience the relief. You can experience the refreshment. And you can experience the favor of God that will be in your heart. So, beloved, in your small group, in your prayer time, in your journaling, be honest to yourself. What are the crucial areas in my life that I need to surrender? It's my prayer that you can glorify God. I want to end with this story. It happened during this week of our prayer and fasting. I'm recording this 1 day delay. So I shared this yesterday. And after our physical worship gathering in our prayer and fasting, there's these two young people who are crying. I'm a little bit concerned why. So after all the people are now going home, John and I sit with them. And I ask them, why are you crying? And then they shared to us that it is so clear that they need to cut the relationship for now. Because God is working in their life. While they are joining the prayer and fasting, they have that conviction so clear that it's time to just to have the breakup first. And they committed that we don't want to have breakups just for the sake of breaking up, but to obey what God has revealed to them. And they choose to surrender their relationship to God. And they have committed that they will continue to grow in the Lord individually first. They committed that this year they will graduate. That they also committed that they will serve God and enjoy Him first, because the Lord is working in their individual lives. You know what? Last night, I'm just so blessed looking at them. Young generation, so sold out for Jesus that even to the point of following Him, of surrendering the most precious thing probably in their life, which is the relationship as girlfriend and boyfriend. But to honor the Lord, they will wait. In Ictus Dumaguete, we have what we call the 3 M's. And they modeled it. That as young people who are still in school, we have 3 M's. Master, mission, mate. I shared it to them that you are actually responding to what God is convicting you. And there will be a lot of blessing. What does it mean, 3 M's? First, before you get into a relationship, build yourself in your intimate relationship with God. Because what can you give to your partner if you yourself is struggling in your intimacy with God? You're struggling in your daily devotion. You're struggling in knowing and doing God's will. What can you give to your partner? So build yourself first in your relationship with God. Number 2, mission. As a student, what's your mission? Your mission is to finish your studies, focus in your studies, and focus in reaching out students in the campuses. You are a missionary being called out by God to go to that certain campus where you are studying. And thirdly, mate. Master, mission, mate. Mate stands for sooner, if you graduate, you become professional. In God's timing and in God's will, surely the Lord will put your heart's desire to have a boyfriend or a girlfriend for His glory and to have it for your lifetime. So that's what we have, master, mission, mate. And that 2 young people last night, I said, wow, thank you, Lord. And we will journey with them. We will disciple them. We will allow what God is working in their life to be even more effective in their lives. And we commit together with their disciples that we will walk through with them. I cannot imagine what kind of life, blessedness, and victory that God will be giving to them. Beloved, let me ask you that question today. What is that one thing that God has been calling you to surrender that up to now you're still holding on? I pray that the Lord is speaking to you in this message. Let's bow down our head and pray. Father, we thank you for how great you are. We thank you for the beauty of your love, the beauty of your goodness. Lord, teach us your way. We pray that as we continue to walk with you, as we continue to journey with you, you will be glorified and magnified. And bless us now as we have our daily devotion, our reflection, as we write in our journal, and even in our small group discussion, we pray that you will be speaking to us and we can share our challenges, our testimony, that you are victorious in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Beloved, now that we're done with our message, it's time for a small group. So we will just answer the two things. Number one, what is the greatest thing that God is telling you to surrender? And then secondly, what you will do with that revelation. After you share your life together, now it's time to close also in prayer. So maybe you have some prayer requests, then you just share it and pray for one another. God bless everyone and see you tomorrow for our day 4.